Chesty Puller from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, http://en.wikipedia.org. Chesty Puller, Lieutenant General Lewis Burwell Chesty Puller, June 26, 1898 to October 11, 1971, was a United States Marine Mustang officer notable as the most decorated Marine in history. Info box. Nickname, Chesty. Place of birth, West Point, Virginia. Place of death, Saluda, Virginia. Allegiance, USMC. Years of service, 1918 to 1955. Rank, Lieutenant General. Unit, 1st Marine Division. Commands, 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines. 1st Battalion, 7th Marines. 1st Marine Regiment. Battle/Wars. Battle of Guadalcanal. Battle of Cape Gloucester. Battle of Peleliu. Battle of Ichon. Battle of Chosin Reservoir. Awards. Navy Cross, 5. Distinguished Service Cross. Silver Star. Legion of Merit. Bronze Star. Purple Heart. Section 1. Early Life Through World War I. Puller, whose nickname was inspired by his barrel chest, was born in West Point, Virginia. He was a distant relative of U.S. Army General George S. Patton. He resigned from the Virginia Military Institute after his freshman year to enlist as a private in the Marine Corps in August 1918, serial number 135517. American involvement in World War I was intensifying at the time. His reasoning for his enlistment is summed up by the possibly apocryphal quote, quote, "I want to go where the guns are," end quote. Puller was unable to reach an overseas theater during the First World War, but remained on duty with the Marine Corps for the next 37 years. Section 2. Interwar Years. He was appointed to the rank of 2nd Lieutenant in the Reserves on June 16, 1919, but reduction in force following the war led to his being put on inactive status on the 26th of that month. Puller re-enlisted in the Marine Corps the same year. As an enlisted man, he saw action in Haiti with the Gendarmerie de Haiti, which was working under a treaty with the United States, and participated in over 40 engagements during the ensuing 5 years against the Cacao rebels. In March 1924, he returned stateside and was again commissioned as a 2nd Lieutenant, afterward completing assignment at the Marine Barracks in Norfolk, Virginia, Basic School in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and with the 10th Marine Artillery Regiment in Quantico, Virginia. He was assigned to the Marine Barracks at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, in July 1926, and in San Diego, California, in 1928. In December 1928, Puller was assigned to the Nicaraguan National Guard Detachment, where he earned his first Navy Cross. He returned stateside in July 1931 and completed the year-long company officer's course at Fort Benning, Georgia, thereafter returning to Nicaragua to earn a second Navy Cross for leading, quote, 5 successive engagements against superior numbers of armed bandit forces, end quote. After his services in Nicaragua, Puller was assigned to the Marine Detachment at the American Legation in Beijing, China, commanding a unit of China Marines. He then went on to serve on the USS Augusta, CA-31, a cruiser in the Asiatic Fleet, which was commanded by then-Captain Chester W. Nimitz. Puller returned to the States in June 1936 as an instructor at the Basic School in Philadelphia. In May 1939, he returned to the Augusta as commander of the onboard Marine Detachment and thence back to China, disembarking in Shanghai in May 1940 to serve as the executive officer of the 2nd Battalion, 4th Marines. He later served as its commanding officer. Section 3. World War II. Returning to the U.S. in August 1941, Puller was given command of 1st Battalion, 7th Marines, known as 1/7, of the 1st Marine Division, stationed at MCB Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. This unit was briefly attached to the 3rd Marine Regiment for transport to the Pacific Theater and rejoined the 1st Division on Guadalcanal. While on Guadalcanal, Puller earned his 3rd Navy Cross for action that was later known as the, quote, Battle of Henderson Field, in which the 1/7 Battalion was the only American unit defending the airfield against a regiment-strength Japanese force. In a firefight on the night of October 24-25, 1942, lasting 3 hours, 1/7 sustained 70 casualties. The Japanese force suffered over 1,400 killed in action and the airfield was held by the battalion. Following this action, Puller was made executive officer of the 1st Marine Regiment. While serving in this capacity at Cape Gloucester, he earned his 4th Navy Cross for overall performance in December and January of 1944, and was later, February 1944, made regimental commander, leading the regiment in numerous engagements on Peleliu during September and October 1944. Puller returned to the United States in November 1944 and was named executive of the Infantry Training Regiment at Camp Lejeune. After the war, he was made the director of the 8th Reserve District at New Orleans, Louisiana, and later commanded the Marine Barracks at Pearl Harbor. Section 4. Korean War and Later Career. At the outbreak of the Korean conflict, Puller was once again assigned as commander of the 1st Marine Regiment, with which he made a landing at Incheon on September 15, 1950. In November of that year, Puller earned a 5th Navy Cross for action at Chosen Reservoir, promoted to Brigadier General, and made Assistant Division Commander in January 1951. He completed his tour in Korea in May of that year. General Puller subsequently achieved promotions to Major General and Lieutenant General, and served in various command capacities until his retirement due to health reasons on November 1, 1955. In 1966, he requested to be reinstated in the Corps in order to see action in the Vietnam War, but the request was denied on the basis of his age. He died in 1971 at the age of 73 in Saluda, Virginia. General Puller's widow, Virginia, died in 2006 at the age of 97. Section 5. Decorations and Honors. Puller was the most decorated U.S. Marine in history and one of only two people to be awarded 5 Navy Crosses, the other being Navy Submarine Commander Roy Milton Davenport. His other decorations included the Distinguished Service Cross, the Silver Star, 2 Legions of Merit with Valor Device, Bronze Star with Valor Device, Air Medal, Purple Heart, and awards given by non-U.S. governments. While exact counts of Puller's total number of decorations vary from source to source, an accepted number of 52 separate subsequent and foreign awards is commonplace. The reason for difficulty in assigning an exact total comes from the variety of foreign decorations that each carry different protocols in regard to wear and display. The frigate Lewis B. Fuller, FFG-23, was named after him. On November 10, 2005, the United States Postal Service issued its Distinguished Marine stamps in which Puller was honored. A common incantation in the tradition of the Marine Corps is to end one's day with the declaration, "Good night, Chesty, wherever you are." Also, to this day in boot camp and OCS at Quantico, Virginia, Marines still chant, "It was good enough for Chesty Puller, it is good enough for me." Chesty is symbolic of the esprit de corps of the Marines. Section 6. Lewis B. Puller, Jr. The General's son, Lewis Burwell Puller, Jr., generally known as Lewis Puller, followed his father into the Marine Corps but fared much differently, losing both legs and parts of his hands in Vietnam. Lewis Puller ran an unsuccessful campaign for Congress in opposition to the war, later writing an autobiography titled Fortunate Son that won the Pulitzer Prize in 1992. He committed suicide on May 11, 1994. His wife said at the time, quote, "To the list of names of victims of the Vietnam War, add the name of Lewis Puller. He suffered terrible wounds that never really healed." Section 6. Quotes. "All right, they're on our left, they're on our right, they're in front of us, they're behind us, they can't get away this time." End quote. Quote, "We're surrounded. That simplifies our problem of getting to these people and killing them." End quote. Quote, "Remember, you are the 1st Marines. Not all the communists in hell can overrun you." End quote. Quote, "Take me to the brig. I want to see the real Marines." End quote. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.